Now, we're going to start the show today by talking about a subject that I think you'll be hearing a lot more about in the next couple of days, and it's the new Michael Flatley movie. It's entitled Blackbird, and it's pretty much getting a bit of a pasting by the critics, it has to be said. There's a bit of sneering going on, a little bit of people saying, what is he at? Big vanity project, big mistake, etc., etc. But is the film really as bad as we're led to believe? And more importantly, what is Michael Flatley really like? Well, we're joined on the line by Pat O'Neill, a well-known hairstylist from Killarney, who has been styling Michael Flatley's hair for a number of years. And we'll be talking to him in a moment to find out what is the man behind the image. What is he really like? But first of all, to get the ball rolling, Philip Nolan is a film and TV reviewer with the Irish Daily Mail, and he's actually seen the movie, and he's with us as well. Gentlemen, you're both very welcome to the programme.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Philip, I might start with yourself. When did you see it, and what did you make of it?
Yeah, there was a press preview yesterday morning, Deirdre, and I don't think I've ever seen as big a crowd at a press preview in my life. I think it was probably the hottest ticket since the public gallery at the Catherine Nevin trial, to be honest with you. Do you know something? The funny thing about it is, like, for a long time, people basically doubted its existence. You know, it was made in 2018, and it's taken this long to actually get it onto cinema screens. There have been a couple of private showings, but no reviews, nothing, not a whisper about it has ever appeared online in any forum until yesterday. And we were all under embargo until 10 o'clock last night before even we could say a word about it until after the premiere had finished in Dublin. Do you know something? It's not as bad as you might have expected, but equally it's not as bad as you might have hoped, if that makes sense.
Okay.
Because sometimes something can be so bad it actually becomes brilliant as a consequence. And just it's functioning. You know, it's a movie about a retired spy, and basically there's very little dramatic tension in it. Nobody behaves out of character. There are no surprises. There's no plot twist. There's no reveal. There's just not an awful lot to keep you interested. That's the problem.
Okay, and Michael himself, he both wrote it, directed it, and stars in it.
Yes, and produced it and paid for it. So it really is every inch his project. Now, he says it wasn't a vanity project, that he always wanted to make a movie. But equally, you know, when you write a script, and at the time of filming, he was like 60, and when you write a script that has a much younger woman saying, I must say, you're looking very handsome tonight, there is, I think, a bit of middle-aged wishful that there somehow.
Yeah, I got you. But
well, he is a handsome guy anyway.
Okay. we'll come to that in a minute. But Philip, just didn't he win an award for it, though? Am I right in saying he's won a Best Actor award for it at some film festival or other?
Yes, but again, like, I've written about this before. Like, he won the Best Actor award at the Monaco Streaming Festival, which, interestingly, doesn't appear to have been streamed because nobody saw it except the jury. And basically, I had never heard of the Monaco Streaming Festival before, and I don't think many other people had either. I'll say no more. Yes, he won the Best Actor there, yeah.
Do you think, Philip, and I'll come to Pat in a second because he knows him personally, but Philip, do people like to take the mick out of Michael Flatley? No pun intended.
Well, I mean, yeah, obviously he's been the butt of a lot of impersonators' jokes for years because he does, you know, kind of lay on his Irishness a little bit thick sometimes. And even in this movie, he goes to a priest to make his confession, and he literally goes, you know, in Amanaharagas of Vicaragas on Spirit Nave, Amen. Like, he even gets a bit of Irish in there. Look, you know, in some ways, as I was saying today, you know, Michael Flatley writing and directing a spy movie, it's a bit like finding out that your granny's gone on OnlyFans, you know.
Your granny's what?
Gone on OnlyFans, you know.
Okay, I get the picture. Well, look, let's bring Pat O'Neill in on this. Pat, of course, as I said in my introduction, you're from Killarney, and you've been doing Michael Flatley's hair for many, many years. How did that all come about, by the way, originally?
Originally, he was doing a show in the INEC in Killarney, and one of his producers at the time came over to the Brenn, where I'm based, and asked me would I actually close the salon for a few hours and look after him. And I said, yeah, no problem. And I didn't really know much about him even at that time. And so he came in and we were having a good chat, and I just said to him, well, Michael, it's like this. You'll never be as good looking as me, and I can't do much with you, but I'll do my best. And it's amazing. You know, once I said that to him, he found it really funny, and we just clicked, and we became very, very, very good friends after that.
And you've actually travelled around the world doing his hair, is that right?
Yeah, I've travelled to a lot of places with him. If he couldn't get home, and if he was heading off to Barbados, where he used to spend a lot of time in Barbados, he would fly me out to, say, Budapest, or wherever he's doing the show, and I would fly out in the morning and stay that evening, meet him, and do whatever I had to do for himself and his good wife, and maybe one or two staff, and then fly back home.
My goodness. So give us the lowdown.
It was nice.
Nice work.
A lowdown. An honest lowdown on Michael Flatley is, look, everybody will have their own opinion of Michael Flatley. I mean, I'm sure if I didn't meet him and spend the time with him and got to know him as well as I do, I probably would say the same. As far as I'm concerned, he is a very, very, very nice guy. He is down to earth when you meet him. He'll have a drink with you. He'll have great crack with you. Like, he's a very, very proud Irish-American. And very proud of his father being from, as far as I remember, he's a male, as far as I can remember. And he's very, very proud of that, and he's very, very proud of his Irish heritage, you know?
And I must ask, actually, because I've just seen the poster for Blackbird,
yeah.
And to be fair, he looks quite well in it. I mean, his hair and the bit of a beard as well is quite nice in that.
Yeah, so he looks really... That's good grooming.
Is that down to you? Is it down to you that he's lost the blonde highlights that he was known for?
Yeah, we decided to kind of go away from the very blonde. I mean, that was great for his image on stage when he was dancing. But he's, you know, he's just... It's like when he's growing the beard now, he just wants to live like everybody else. I mean, right, not like everybody else. So he's not going to live like us, you know?
Well, this is it, yeah.
Yeah, but look, listen, I remember the first time I was down in Castlehyde with him, and the first time he mentioned that he was going doing a movie. And I just said to him, Michael, set the begrudgers, you know? Just do it, you know? And just leave them... say whatever they want and just go ahead and do it. And he was into me last week and he said, Pat, I finally done it. And I'll always remember when you said, fake the begrudgers. Look, you'll always have critics, and the critics are great, but like, the thing is, he just wanted to do this. I mean, it was in his head for a long, long time. He's not worried about what critics are going to say. He's not going to make 4 or 5 James Bond movies. He just wanted to do it because he wanted to do it.
Exactly. Philip, to come back to you, do you think that in a way all the publicity, even the sneering and the mickey taking, that'll actually kind of play into, you know, that'll result in quite a good box office for this film?
I don't think I've ever actually seen as much anticipation for a movie as I've seen for this. I think it will do very well, to be honest with you, because I think it's one of those movies where no matter what people read or what they hear from others, they'll actually really genuinely want to see it for themselves.
Yeah, okay, so would you recommend it, though, I'm wondering?
Well, I was a little kinder than some. I actually gave it 2 out of 5 stars. I've seen a lot of 1-star reviews. The really weird thing is, actually, that he made it for about $4 million, and actually it looks like it was made for about 10 times that. It looks brilliant. I mean, the cinematography is terrific. The production values are very good. And if the story had been just a little bit meatier, I think it would have been a bigger hit. But look, you know something? If you're doing nothing over the weekend and the weather is as bad as it's being predicted, where else better to be than to be inside a cinema? Why not? You know?
Yeah, exactly. And it also stars Patrick Bergen and Julia Roberts.
Patrick O'Neill. Is that? Did you say Patrick O'Neill?
No, not you.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I was getting excited there. I know I was supposed to go to the premiere last night and I couldn't make it, and I'm so sorry I didn't actually get to it. So...
No, you're not in it, I don't think, Pat.
I just thought I'd heard you calling my name. I was really excited.
Just your handiwork. But Philip, I was going to say Julia Roberts' lesser-known acting brother, Eric, is in it as well, I believe, but he doesn't do himself any favours, is that right?
Well, to be honest with you, like, Eric Roberts is kind of legendary for making extraordinarily poor career choices. I mean, literally, I'd say 90% of everything he's ever appeared in has gone straight to video. But I actually thought he was the best thing in this because he's so completely over the top, it's actually quite funny. As Eric Roberts' performances go, this is not in the lower percentile.
Okay. You don't happen to know, Philip, when it'll be on general release?
It's on release from tomorrow.
Okay, fantastic.
And it's in, like, I mean, I think it's pretty much everywhere. I know it's in my local cinema here in Gorey, so I would imagine it's in every multiplex in the country, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did you notice, Philip, how Michael Flatley's hair was looking in the film?
Well, you know, so I was just about to say that maybe it's a testimony to Pat, who's given him a few tips, because Michael basically wears a succession of hats in this, yet he never seems to end up with hat hair, so you've obviously given him a few good grooming tips for sure.
Thanks, Philip. I'll send you on the €50 there, Philip, okay?
No bother. Listen, before we finish up, and a huge thank you to Pat, by the way, for coming on and chatting to me. Philip,
no problem. It's been a pleasure.